From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The number of homes being taken back by lenders is on the rise, up 3% last month to the highest level since the mortgage crisis began 3 years ago. But the foreclosure listing service RealtyTrack says for the seventh month in a row, the number of homes entering the foreclosure process declined. More lenders are allowing borrowers who've missed payments to stay in their homes rather than adding them to the backlog of foreclosures. The new survey is finding that a third of Americans say it's sometimes okay to walk away from a mortgage. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says the survey was done by the Pew Research Center.
Pew finds those most sympathetic to reneging on a mortgage include renters, people in western states where house prices have plummeted, and Democrats by a 2-to-1 margin over Republicans. Still, across all groups, solid majorities say walking away from a mortgage is not acceptable. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Two economic reports out this morning. Prices at the wholesale level increased slightly more than expected last month, and first-time claims for unemployment benefits edged down last week. The Commerce Department says the broadest measure of the U.S. trade deficit rose in the second quarter to its highest level in 2.5 years. Exports did increase, but imports rose faster. President Obama hosts a meeting of his Export Advisory Council today. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president has set a goal of doubling exports in the next 5 years.
The White House is releasing a roadmap today for meeting the president's ambitious export goal. It includes more high-level trade missions, more export credit, and more enforcement of free trade rules. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke says a key piece of the administration's strategy is boosting exports by small and mid-sized companies.
Too many small businesses today don't export because they don't know how to get started, or they aren't aware of the assistance that's available to them.
Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
A Census Bureau report due out this morning is expected to show that the ranks of the working-age poor are approaching levels not seen since the 1960s. The report expected to show the poverty rate rising from just over 13% to about 15%. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says he remains committed to Middle East peace efforts, despite 2 days of inconclusive talks with Israel. But it's not clear whether he means that the Palestinians will continue with talks even if Israel does not extend a freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told ABC she's still optimistic.
We are working hard to make sure there remains a conducive atmosphere to constructive talks.
Clinton met with Abbas in the West Bank today. Reuters is quoting officials who are close to the talks that have been taking place in Egypt and in Jerusalem as saying that Israel is rejecting a proposal to extend the settlement construction freeze by 3 months, that proposal made by Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak. This is NPR News from Washington. Illegal drug use in the U.S. is up to its highest level in nearly a decade, increasing 9% last year. The rise fueled by a sharp surge in marijuana use, as well as increased use of ecstasy and methamphetamine. The head of the Office of National Drug Control Policy blames the change on what he calls eroding attitudes about the dangers of illegal drugs. Pope Benedict is acknowledging that the Roman Catholic Church has failed to act quickly or decisively enough to deal with the problem of sexual abuse of children by some priests. He says the church's top priority now is to help the victims heal. The pontiff made those comments as he was flying to Britain for a 4-day visit. NPR's Philip Reeves says the Pope's first stop is Scotland.
Tens of thousands of people are expected to gather in the streets as he parades through the city of Edinburgh and also in Glasgow at an open-air mass. Crowds will be much smaller, though, than those that 28 years ago greeted John Paul II, the first pope to visit Britain, though that wasn't a state visit. Pope Benedict arrives as his church is struggling with a huge child abuse scandal. On the eve of his visit, there was a small embarrassment. A cardinal told an interviewer that flying into London's Heathrow Airport was like arriving in a third world country, and spoke of a new and aggressive atheism in Britain. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Both hurricanes in the Atlantic are still well away from land, but one of them, Igor, could cause problems along the East Coast. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Center.
Right now we expect Igor to remain off the east coast of the United States, but it poses a significant risk of rip currents along the U.S. east coast over the weekend.
Blake says Igor has wind speeds of nearly 145 miles an hour and could pass near Bermuda on Saturday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.